Now, I probably told this story the last time I played Big Nurse on this podcast, and I live in constant fear of recycling material. But damn it, it's a special day here at WFMU, so I'm gonna just throw caution to the wind and say once again that when they write the book about New Jersey Shore Corps, and they probably never will, but when they do, there's going to be a chapter dedicated to what I still maintain is the greatest single ever to come out of the Garden State. From its glorious coastline or otherwise, the band was called Big Nurse, and that was the B-side to their Heat Blast Records 45, a song called Tied Up. The song on the other side is called Hey Hey, and after an undisclosed number of drinks, I have often been known to declare that one of the truly great punk songs of all time. Not the one we played, which is pretty damn great, but the one on the other side of this, which does appear in an older edition of the Anti-Static podcast. So to the archives with you if you're curious. And once again, realizing I'm getting rather lazy in my research, as this podcast is supposed to zero in on singles that were released in the 1990s, this one looks like it came out in 89. Well, it set the stage for the 1990s, damn it. What is a theme if we're not here to bend the rules every now and again? Before that, music from The Makeup, from a single that was most assuredly released in the 1990s. 1995, to be exact, on the Black Gemini label out of Washington, D.C. Operators of Music City, it says here on the label. That was a song called Type U Blood. Ian Svenonius in all of his sort of simian-like glory. Produced by Mr. Guy Picciotto from the band Fugazi. Distributed by K Records, 1995, music from The Makeup. And welcome, my dear friends and accomplices, to the Anti-Static Podcast. My name is Mike LaPica. This is a program on which, as previously stated many, many, many times, we trundle back through the last great hurrah for the independently released 45 RPM record. A period of time which historically will be remembered as the years 1990 through 1999. And we try to pull out some that may have been forgotten or may have been overlooked or maybe just never got reissued on CD as a lot of this stuff did in more recent years. And we play three of them every week and we call it the Anti-Static Podcast. My name is Mike LaPica. I am your host. And it is with some trepidation that I say I have been your host. For you see, this is going to be, for the time being, the last edition of the Anti-Static Podcast. We are actually hanging up the podcast for the summer, at least, and then we'll see how things go in the fall. But the reasoning behind this is that actually I am proud and honored to announce that I have made a return appearance on the weekly WFMU rotation schedule. I will be on for the summer during the ungodly hour of 6 to 9 a.m. every Monday morning. And it is interesting because you podcast listeners will certainly appreciate this. I will actually be appearing only on the station's web streams at that hour of the morning on our FM signaled program. JM and the AM is heard. But if you go to WFMU.org every Monday between 6 and 9 a.m., you will in fact hear me playing 3 hours worth of records in the freeform style for which WFMU is known and appreciated. And I hope you're okay with that. You know, obviously, if you like the Anti-Static Podcast, we're playing lots of stuff that kind of falls in line with that theme, as well as lots of, you know, sounds moderne, as we like to say here on the show. So do tune in for that, hopefully. You can also check it on the archive side. Everything will be archived, as per usual, on WFMU.org. Specifically, you can go back through my old playlists by going to WFMU.org/Mike. And it is likely that this is going to be a summer affair only. There's actually, by the time you hear this, there will already be the first Monday morning program will already be in the can, so you can go back to the webpage I just mentioned and check the archive of that one. And this will be in effect at least until like mid-October, I believe the schedule runs through. And then we will make a decision at that point as to whether or not we're going to immediately resurrect the Anti-Static Podcast or just let it lie and waiting for a little bit longer while I recharge the batteries and, you know, look for other piles of 45s that have remained undisturbed for lo these many years. But I would like to thank each and every one of you who has ever written over the course of the couple years that this podcast has been in effect. With appreciative words, requests, or information on any of the bands that we've played and so forth. And, you know, I wouldn't be at all surprised if I come creeping back into your life with this podcast somewhere down the road. So save the tears for yet another time. In any case, if you've been counting as I have been, I owe you an additional track for this week. So we're going to hear it. And it comes from the Mr. T Experience, a band that I'm sort of surprised that I kind of have criminally ignored throughout the duration of this program. I haven't played them yet, so I'm glad to be getting them in here right at the end. This is from a single. It's like, once again, not doing my homework. This also came out in 89, not 1990. Talk about going out with a fizzle. But it's a great single, released by the Lookout label. It was their 23rd release, and this is, I think, one of the final releases that the guy John Vaughn, who was a member of the Mr. T Experience, I think this is one of the final Mr. T releases that he plays on before he departed the band and started that group, The Ripoffs, who were really great. And who knows what other bands he's been in. He's been pretty active, I think, after his following his departure from the Mr. T Experience, which was 20 years ago. So let's just not talk about that like it's recent history. Anyway, the song we're going to hear, apropos of nothing, is entitled So Long, Sucker. Once again, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all the nice words about the Anti-Static Podcast. Thanks to those of you who supported this program during WFMU's fundraising marathon. And I look forward to possibly hearing from you on Monday mornings from 6 to 9 a.m., during which time I will be hosting each and every little sound that squeaks out of your computer monitor on WFMU.org. Thanks again. This is the Mr. T Experience, and we'll see you somewhere down the road. Ciao. Always be the same old song.